Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for news.
When did you become an anchor?
News. News.
Just now.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Haven't gotten a single video, by the way.
From people singing along?
Yeah, I know.
You guys said that you sang along.
I see no proof.
And no one, if you sing along to news or no, please take a video of you doing it.
Good evening. Thank you for joining the program. America's grandmother is in some deep water as Martha Stewart is slammed for her disappointing online behavior over Thanksgiving.
What did she do?
She was visiting Rome. She was in the Sistine.
Rome.
She was visiting Rome.
Visiting
Rome. You know,
Rome.
Newscasters, you've probably picked up a lot of bad habits from me because I say a ton. Like I say to give myself time to answer a phone call. So the people think I'm just dumb and I say like incessantly, but it's actually, it serves a purpose so that people can hear when I say their name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they don't get that. But like, it's clear to me that as someone, you are someone who worships me
right.
and emulates me and, you know, just
yeah.
follows me around like a lost little puppy dog, okay. that you're starting to pick up some of my bad habits. But like, this particular segment is supposed to be more newsy and more professional. So,
okay.
Rome doesn't work. Okay.
Okay.
You're not going to hear Lester Holt go, okay.
Okay.
Do you want another crack at it?
No. I don't have a teleprompter. Lester Holt's got a teleprompter.
You got the page in your hand. Nobody can even see where your eyes are.
Questions mid monologue.
Well, okay. Go ahead. Tell your story then.
She was visiting Rome. She was in the Sistine Chapel. She was in the Sistine Chapel, and photography is strictly prohibited.
100%.
While you're in there,
yeah. That is true.
But she posted about 14 photos from inside the Sistine Chapel on Instagram and said,
Martha.
Just a few iPhone photos of what we saw during our quiet hour in the Sistine Chapel. And people were like,
Man,
quiet hour means
allowed.
She got in before everybody else.
Uh-huh. So you're not supposed to be taking pictures, let alone posting the proof that you took the pictures to her 2.4 million followers on Instagram.
Didn't Bieber do something like that at Auschwitz?
Anne Frank's house.
Yeah, I knew it was somewhere. Yeah.
And then one of the Paul brothers in the forest in Japan.
Oh, yeah, he went in to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, people are accusing her of special privileges, not only just getting there, but also posting the pictures and not getting in trouble.
It's Martha. She can absolutely get there at a special time.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah. She brings Snoop. God, that
I
those
love
two,
them together.
Them as a couple, gone. Just get married, you two.
I love them.
They're
so much.
So cute together.
I love them.
All right. Well, and for the record, Martha did time, so I'm not going to call her on any of this. She's fine in my book. Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
First off, I want to say hello to Cameron and Haven.
Hi, Cameron and Haven.
Love them.
Don't you mean Cameron and Haven? Idiot.
Wow. Why are you
Buddy,
so angry
I love you
at
so
him.
Much.
Just let me be, do the weather or something.
The weather? There's a hurricane.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hammerin and Caven?
Yep. That's,
nope, it's Cameron and Haven.
You almost had it. Okay. It's fine. It turns out that young people are turning to thrift stores for holiday shopping this year,
what?
And I actually kind of really like that.
Do not buy me anything from a thrift store.
You don't,
look at me.
You're not going to know if it's from the thrift store.
I would know.
No.
Thrift
no.
store stuff.
No. There's a dude that works at Brothers that I see, and I compliment him often on his outfits. I'm like, oh, I love those pants. And he always says proudly, thanks, I thrifted them.
Yeah.
So it's turning. It's got like a good connotation now.
Oh, absolutely.
What could you get me at a thrift store that I would wear?
Well, and that's the thing. They have clothes, but they also have random, like, my favorite thing to go thrifting for is... I'm spacing on the name. The glass. The glass. What is it?
The lightning the glass? No,
the
uranium glass.
Yes, thank you. I'm a professional.
Yeah. You could get like a VCR or something at a thrift store. You know?
Bambi on
Merry
VHS.
Merry Christmas, boss.
Is there a better thrift store? Because like I've found, like I tried to thrift one time in my life and I went into the wrong one.
Oh yeah.
So like, there's,
no, there's
a
some
Goodwill
good ones.
That you go into that's like the Goodwill where it starts, where the process starts.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
and
you
they have
go
like
in,
the giant bins.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just a huge bin. And then it's
there's
just
also
vultures like going through stuff.
There
and it's
are
like,
some thrift stores in like Steamboat.
Okay.
And honestly,
well, then it's like rich people's clothes.
Yes, because they don't want they just toss their skis. They toss their
shut
their gear.
Up.
And like they only used it for a season. They're just gonna buy new stuff next year.
Oh my God.
It is
let's
amazing.
Go. Okay.
And like nice Patagonia, Columbia.
I've actually been thinking about getting into graphic tees. I need a style, but I don't want.
I don't see you as a graphic tee person.
You don't?
No.
I struggled. I was a graphic tee person for a long time, but I have two. I would wear like my cool shirt and then I'd be like, well, now I can't wear that for 3 months because people saw that. And
oh,
then
who cares?
I would end up not wearing them.
But I want like
at
old
all.
Concert shirt.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Do you know what I mean?
Vintage ones that you have to thrift?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I might be on board with your stupid story. I wasn't. God.
I just want to make sure we're on the same page here, boss.
We are.
Good evening. This holiday season, Brenda Lee is making a return to everyone's home with her holiday classic.
She's a zillion.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Is she still alive?
She might be. She must be if he's saying she's making
She is home. Still alive. Now, she recorded this song way back in 1958 when she was just 13 years old.
And no
you're
way.
Kidding.
Mm-hmm. It's being estimated that she her royalties are anywhere between 30 and 50%. And she has a net worth today. Any guesses?
Brenda Lee, after recording a song in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. We all know it.
One of the most popular holiday songs.
$800,000. It's low.
I think it's low
because she's just been screwed. She's had financial advisors. She's not like, she didn't have Bitcoin or anything.
And are we going off of the royalties from 1950, whatever?
Yeah.
But it's one of the most played songs to this day. And if she gets
50%. But it's only played 1 month out of the year. Unless she's a stupid radio station that launches way too soon.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, we moved Christmas already. Oh.
Sorry.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Erin wishes she hadn't seen that face.
That was a lot.
I'm going to say she's worth $20 million.
I was going to say $2
million. Slacker hit it right on the head at $20
million. She's worth $20
million? Reportedly.
Oh, my God. Did I really guess it?
Yes, $20
million. I swear I did not look at it. I swear.
Yeah, from a song she recorded when she was 13.
That's incredible.
Good evening.
2025. No more shout-outs?
Those two. Just
Cameron and Haven.
Cameron and Haven.
I got it.
Okay. 2025 looks pretty ominous because the calendar starts with WTF. The first day lands on a Wednesday, and then this happened
what
was 2020.
Shut up. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
I'm going to bed.
Yeah. For the whole year.
I'll catch you all in 26.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.